Blog Talk Radio.
Happy hump day, everyone, and welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Hopefully everyone is having a great midweek day. Okay, so I'm loaded again. It's amazing to have a sports show to talk about sports when there are actually no sports going on, but there's still so much to talk about. We had a Zoom meeting today with the media, had an opportunity to talk with Suns head coach Monty Williams. He touched on a lot of things. I'll highlight some of the things that he said, and we'll have all the sound. We weren't able to get the sound in time for the show because it was cut so close, but we'll have all the sound from that meeting tomorrow. Ready to roll for everyone. The NBA is reportedly about to lose at least $150 million. Due to all the games being played in the bubble. And you knew there would be a number on that because there are no fans, there's no hot dogs. I always go to the hot dogs. There's no hot dogs, there's no beer, pop, or parking. So we'll see what happens with that. There's some news about the jerseys and in regards to social justice, in regards to floor. Report on to you what we have so far in regards to those matters. MLB, they're pushing forward, so we'll see where we are with them in terms of games coming back, games definitely coming back. Today is the day where they're trying to get everyone to start reporting. I got some sound from Jim Leyritz talking about baseball playing with no fans. Also, a couple things to talk about with Mexico League, the league down in Mexico. And, of course, today is National Bobby Bonds Day. And we are scheduled. His schedule is tight, but we are scheduled to have the great Cam Cox on right here from Channel 12 News, NBC Sports. He is going to make every attempt. He's in the middle of something, but to break away at 1:30 and join us live. But until then, let's get this going. This is The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. That is 4991 South Alma School. Pop on in there. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take care of you with 10% off of your cigar purchase. Tomorrow is Cigars with The Cave Show. If you come down while I'm in the house, you will get 15% off of your purchase. We will be doing a live show there. And then, like I said, if you're down there while we're there, 15% off of your purchase. You can still get a locker. There's still some available. Become a club member. Enjoy the members' lounge. You will love it. I've been a member for about 8 years, 8 or 9 years now. So definitely come and check it out. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you cannot get in for any reason, no worries. Stogie World, Stoagie World.com. Most items shipped same day. So you will be set with that. Absolutely set. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Become a club member. They can't do beer and wine right now because we are on a pause due to the COVID-19 regulations, but you can get your steak, you can sit down, you can relax. Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR.
This is Trevor Ariza with the Phoenix Suns, and you're in the Cave with PLR.
Well, that old clip got in here somewhere. Trevor's with the Blazers now. But this is PLR. Thank you all for joining. I greatly appreciate you spending some time with me today. I do want to talk about baseball and the fans and a little bit of everything. The Diamondbacks have been very good with keeping us in the loop as to what's going on. We've had two meetings with Mike Hazen, their GM, Tori Lavello, who's just an incredible manager. And it's good to know, get a feel for what's going on, where everyone is, what they're thinking. And, you know, we were able to talk to Nick Ahmed, you know, their incredible shortstop on approaching the season. And the one thing that I've noticed with the Diamondbacks, and I'm sure other baseball teams are doing the same thing, no one's worried about the amount of games. No one is worried about, well, we're only going to play this many, or we're only going to play that many, or this is what we have going on. No one is approaching it like that at all. And it doesn't seem like anyone is really pressing either. Everyone is just taking what's in front of them and doing the best job that they can with what they're dealt with the hand that they've been dealt. Every question is thrown at Mike Hazen or Tori Lavello has been, well, we know guys will be ready. We know guys are going to be approaching every game like it's an important game. We know guys are going to be loose. The one thing we've learned from a Lavello-led team is guys will be prepared to play. And guys will be in a good mindset. Now, Mike Lee has opted out. We know that. That's going to hurt the Diamondbacks' pitching rotation. But the one thing that we have to remember is guys that opt out, there's really no difference than if a guy gets hurt. And that's how each team has to approach it. And the one good thing about this team is they really use the next man up philosophy. And they do it very well. They do it very well. But you can't get mad at guys wanting to opt out or guys wanting to do something that in their mind is going to put them in the best position, not just for now, but for down the line. And the flip side is you can't get mad at a team for being a little upset that they're opting to do something different. This is a case where there doesn't have to be a wrong person. There could be two right people at the same time or two right entities. But when we get to the fans, that's the one thing that is really, really sitting on my mind more than anything. From everything that's been indicated, baseball is not going to try to put fans in the stands. Now, I think they're going to be a lot different than football. I really think football, as we get closer, they're going to try to find a way to put people and put butts in the stands. And you've heard me say it on many occasions. I don't think if football even gets pulled off well and they get to a Super Bowl, that the NFL is going to fill the biggest game, the most watched thing on television, the big event, the big enchilada. I don't think they're going to do it in an empty stadium. But baseball is a little different. And we had a great panel this last weekend, and Jim Leyritz, you know him, he hit that home run against the Atlanta Braves in the World Series. Actually, we had some fun with that as well. But, in fact, let me play that fun. Jim, you hit one of the biggest home runs, and everybody still remembers that shot you hit. What would that, to piggyback off what Greg said, what would that have been like if there were no fans in attendance?
Well, you know, it was kind of like there wasn't because it was hit in Atlanta, so they got real.
Now, he was being sarcastic there, and it was really funny. really funny because we know the beating that Atlanta fans get for being so apathetic and everything. But seriously, we did ask him what would have been like to not have fans. And this is what Jim Leyritz said.
I can't imagine, you know, when I first came up with the Yankees in the early 90s, you know, in Yankee Stadium, we were only averaging 13,000 to 14,000. So it was kind of fun. You go on the road, you play Cleveland, and you might get 6,000 or 7,000 in Miami, same type of thing. But there's at least a little bit of noise to feed off. I can't imagine. I remember, I think it was last year when they had the riots in Baltimore, when the Orioles played a game where no one was allowed to come into the stadium in Baltimore against the Yankees. And it was – everybody that participated in that game said it was such a completely different atmosphere that they weren't comfortable with it. It was yeah. Something they found very hard to do. And I think it's going to be tough to do for any of the athletes. More so, I think, like, yeah, I do football more than anything because that's all about crowd noise. But I think it's going to affect every sport in a different way. And I think it's going to be a little bit more engaging for the fans because they are going to hear things that they normally don't hear that go on the field from a strategy standpoint also, but also from some of the words that are exchanged between them.
And Jim makes a good point. That was Jim Leyritz, two-time World Series champion with the Yankees, and actually appeared in a World Series with the San Diego Padres. But he makes some good points. Now, baseball is different. Baseball, there's some words every now and then, but you can't hear half the stuff that's said, even in a quiet ballpark. And to a Diamondback game where it wasn't sold out. It wasn't, you know, Miami Marlin or Florida Marlin type low crowd, but it wasn't packed either. You know, when you get the getaway game in August, you're talking about 19,000 people, 20,000 people, and the stadium that big, it can get really quiet. But you still don't hear what you would hear in other sports. I mean, the first baseman, he puts his glove up to his mouth. Catchers put their glove up to their mouth. A lot of hand signals. A lot of those things. And you're not right on the field. With basketball, you're right on the field, on the court. With football, you're not right on the field, but you can hear it. And if you have a seat right behind the bench, you're going to hear some real grown-up talk. So it's a lot different. It's a whole lot different in what you're going to see, what you're going to hear. And baseball-wise, what he said in that game when they did have the riots that was in Baltimore, that was different. Now, see, with baseball, I'm going to ask a player the next time we have a Zoom meeting that question. How much will no fans really affect you? Because I've been told by players before, when they come up to the plate, everything is blocked out. The noise is blocked out. Everything is blocked out. They're just concentrating on that pitcher and what pitch he's going to throw. So if there are no fans, does it make it that much easier to concentrate? Or are you that much more distracted because you're so used to turning out the unnecessary noise that maybe the necessary noise plays with you? So I'm really curious to ask how that will impact what they do. Sports and athletes are about norms. So if fans aren't there, does that attack those norms? Does it attack what they normally would do in the course of a day? That's the part that's interesting to me, and how they're going to be able to do that. Listen, let's step away, and I'm going to play what Jamel Fleming said about football and fans, and then I'm going to play again what Jim Leyritz said, and I want to compare and contrast the two after playing them both for you. We'll do that in about 35 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about. Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Even know how they're gonna play football without, you know, fans in the stands. I mean, it's gonna be like practice or something, you know, I guess, or maybe they can make some crowd noise, or I don't know, but that's just gonna be very weird, you know. And then like they're gonna have to have like a lot of censoring because, you know, people cussing and stuff on the field. I mean, like we make everything look kind of okay and, you know, fun and like all that, but like stuff we'd be saying on the field, yeah, it's gonna be too quiet, so it's gonna be awkward. It's gonna be awkward, and I don't know if the players gonna really like go for that for very long.
Now let me set this up again. I do apologize. I was just told from the producer that we had a dead spot, so let me reset everything back up. After we got the bombs and birdies from Richard Sines, want to let you know that you can catch a replay of this show every day at 3 o'clock on KSRN. Download the app from your Google Play Store or your Apple App Store. You catch us every day on replay on KSRN. We also have all the shows up if you go to the sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Click on the Listen Live. And there are some snippets and some interviews from shows on the main page on the left-hand side of the page. But that KSRN is an app that you should have because it's not just sports content, but it's also some local music. Now, what I was saying, and I do apologize for the hiccup with the system, but we are back here with the Cave Show with PLR. Like I said, this is PLR. So that sound came out of nowhere for you, so let me give you some content, and then we'll get it reset again. So I do apologize. But I want you to hear the difference between fans in the NFL and the way a former NFL DB, Jamel Fleming, says how it would be different in football. And then I want to play back for you what Jim Leyritz said about fans in baseball. And there's some real small subtleties, and I want to see if you catch them as well. So first, here's Jamel Fleming talking about football without fans.
I don't even know how they're going to play football without, you know, fans in the stands. I mean, it's going to be like practice or something, you know, I guess. Or maybe they can make some crowd noise, or I don't know. But that's just going to be very weird, you know. And then, like, they're going to have to – have like a lot of censoring because, you know, people cussing and stuff on the field. I mean, like we make everything look kind of okay and, you know, fun and like all that, but like stuff we'd be saying on the field, yeah, it's going to be too quiet. So it's going to be awkward. It's going to be awkward. And I don't know if the players going to really like go for that for very long.
I can't imagine, you know, when I first came up with the Yankees in the early 90s, you know, in Yankee Stadium, we were only average 14,000. So it was kind of, you go on the road, you play in Cleveland, and you might get 6,000 or 7,000 in Miami, same type of thing. But there's at least a little bit of noise to feed off. I can't imagine. I remember, I think it was last year when they had the riots in Baltimore, when the Orioles played a game where no one was allowed to come into the stadium in Baltimore against the Yankees. And it was, everybody that participated in that game said, it was such a completely different atmosphere that they weren't comfortable with it. It was something they found very hard to do, and I think it's going to be tough to do for any of the athletics. You know, more so, I think, like yeah, I do football more than anything because that's all about crowd noise. But I think it's going to affect every sport in a different way, and I think it's going to be a little bit more engaging for the fans because they are going to hear things that they normally don't hear that go on the field from a strategy standpoint also, but also from some of the words that are exchanged between them.
Well, and there you have it. Even Jim Leyva, some of those subtle differences, he said it's an energy thing almost. The fans' football feeds off of that energy. Baseball is a different game. So if you're at a baseball game, it can be dead silent. And someone on a home team hits a home run, and everyone stands up, everyone starts cheering, and then you hear the pop, 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 and players around, you know, rounding the bases, and everything is going wild. Football, there's always some chatter. Always. In baseball, let me give you an example. A fan in baseball watching a baseball game, pitcher gets ready to pitch. That's when everyone's concentration level shoots up. Right? A pitcher gets ready to pitch. Let me untie my tongue and set this up. So a pitch is made, catcher catches the ball, umpire argument takes their strike. Throw the ball back to the pitcher. Everyone kind of relaxes. The stadium kind of relaxes. Because you know there's no action that's going to happen. Even if there's someone on base, there's no real action that's going to happen when the pitcher has the ball in his hand and he's walking around the mound. He has his glove under his arm and he has both hands and he's, you know, rubbing the ball down. There's nothing that's going to happen. We know that. And our energy level shows that. Because we all just kind of, okay, what are they going to do? And then when the pitcher steps back to the mound and gets on the rubber, then we start going, okay, here we go. And then we kind of lean forward. And then once the pitch is made, if it's a hit, our eyes quickly try to find the ball and track it. If it's swung and miss or it's a ball, you just got to go, okay. Football is different. Football is energy. And it translates over to the other side with the fans as well. So when a quarterback comes up to the center, what do we hear? We hear him yelling out stuff. We see someone in motion. We're all perked up. We're ready to go. The defense, you see a linebacker creeping up. See a safety jogging back. See a safety jogging up, whatever the case may be. Play happens. And let's say there's a huge defensive play. Huge defensive play. The fans are still yelling. If you're on the road and you're backed up in your own end zone, fans are trying to yell so loud you can't hear signals. They're trying to force you to go into what's called a silent count. In baseball, it's no silent count. Fans aren't trying to distract you or disrupt you. It's not like basketball where they're behind the rim on a free throw, waving their hands. If a hated player comes up to hit in baseball, their walk-up music, they're booed. When they step up to bat, they're booed. Through about the first pitch, and then the booing stops. In basketball, they'll go through every time you touch the ball. They'll boo you. I like that in baseball. So the crowds are going to be different. The expectation of the crowd noise and what they do will be different. And when Jim Leyva says more so in football, because it's based off the energy. How many times have you seen someone make like a big hit, third and three, running back gets the ball, and here comes someone, and they just stuff it. And everyone is fired up, and they're on edge, and they're pumped, and they're ready to go. And now it's fourth and like two. And here we go, the fourth down play run, and they give it to the running back, and he stopped like way short, 6 inches short, 1 inch short. It doesn't matter. You get that player, defensive player, defensive team running off the field. You feel that energy. You feel them going off the field. Special team comes on. Then the offense comes on, and they're pumped from what the defense just did, and the crowd noise is all over the place. You don't get that in baseball. How many times in football do you see someone on the sidelines turn and look at the fans put their hands in the air and start jumping up and down, telling the crowd, more noise, bring it on, more noise, more noise, more noise. In basketball, how many times do we see someone with a slam dunk and the crowd gets fired up, or someone hits an amazing shot, or someone makes an amazing move, or someone gets a steal and it's a breakaway going the other way, and everyone is in it, and a player will put his hand, like Allen Iverson, put his hand up to his ear, tell the fans, I can't hear you. Or Devin Booker, that'll turn around after a crazy shot and pump everybody up. And you can hear it, and the music's playing, the other team takes time out, and the music is still cranking, and that song, boy, I'm about to sing for y'all, so y'all know it's one of them. Da 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 da. And the whole fan, every person in the audience, they clapping and cheering. You know, get that in baseball. So the fans in baseball, I don't think they're gonna have that same feel, that same flow. And even though they're needed, and even though they're wanted, and even though there's a certain amount of energy, it's not the same energy. It's just different. And it's not right or wrong. It's just different. It's important. Don't get me. And financially, it's very important. But listen, we have a guest, and we're going to break protocol here. No commercial. We're just going to roll right in. It's my guy, my dude, Channel 12, NBC Sports. He's the man himself, one and only Cam Cox. Cam, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Paul, I didn't mean for you to break protocol, man, but I appreciate you having me on the show, buddy. Thank you for having me.
Man, when you can get Cam Cox on the Cave Show,
trying
to carry like a long line, you break all kind of protocol. Protocol goes out the window.
It's just good to talk to you, buddy. Hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy, man. Hope you're doing well. And it's just good to talk some sports. So it's really good to talk some sports, actually.
Hey, man, I'm glad that you're on. I know how busy your schedule can get, and I'm glad to see that you're doing well. Look, this is going to take all of 3 seconds, but you got to hear this because I got the best gift in the world right now, and it's courtesy of our buddy over at Fox 10, good old Richard Simes, and here it is.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
That's the best gift in the world.
Man, Richard's the man. I miss seeing Richard and all those guys at Fox all the time, man. It's been weird being away from everybody, man. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, man. You know what? We don't realize how close we are, especially just talking anything, life, messing around, having fun, in between stuff, until it's gone. And, man, I'm glad that we were able to hook up and link up during all those times because you're a great dude, man, and I'm glad to have you as a friend, and I really appreciate you taking a couple minutes calling in.
Man, no problem, man, no problem. It is weird, too, as well. Like, I miss those conversations with you and Rich and Brad over there, Fox, and, you know, Craig and Mark McClune and Nick. I mean, just all these guys. It's just weird to see, to not be around people that we're used to being around all the time. I never knew how much I really enjoyed just seeing other media folks out and about at games and stuff. It makes, you know, going to having these long days a lot of fun. So I just hope one day we get back to that. And like I said, Paul, thanks for having me. Looking forward to talking a little sports. So,
hey, listen, let me ask you this. I want to ask you to go into your crystal ball. And we know basketball is coming back in a bubble. And we know baseball's coming back, and we've seen guys opt out. And I love football. Football's just pretending there's no pandemic, there's no nothing. We're just full bore. We'll deal with it in September. Which sport has the best chance of getting their season in from beginning to end and ending with a full playoff and a championship?
Paul, you going to hit me with that right out of the gate? Right out of the gate. I'm just kidding, man.
It's
so tough, man. I go back. You know what's crazy? I don't have like a set mindset on that. I go back and forth with that all the time. Some days I'll be like, they're all going to finish. And some days I'll be like, they're not all going to finish because you see the numbers keep going up, and I'm just not sure how all this happens. My gut tells me somehow, some way, these sports leagues are going to find a way to finish all their seasons. I think hockey and basketball have the greatest chance because they're in a bubble. And just from the numbers we're seeing so far, I think hockey, once you get everybody in one hub city, isolated in their own hotel, I think those are the sports that have, you asked me to put a percentage on, those sports have the best chance, percentage chance of finishing their season with playoffs, all of the above. I think the risks are a little more greater in baseball and in baseball and in football because there's no bubble. And as we've seen already, when there's no bubble, the numbers have gone up. And in talking with a lot of coaches recently in all leagues, they're going to really, especially baseball and football, they're going to really harp on their guys about high-risk activities and just when they're done with work, go home, be with your family, come back to work the next day. That's the only way I see those sports really working, as long as they're not doing a lot of extracurricular activities outside of work and home. And I know that's tough to do because people got kids and families and lives, and it's just if you ask me who has the best chance, I'll say hockey and basketball to finish their season. But I honestly, in my gut, I think they all finish somehow, some way. They're all going to do it. How they do it, I have no idea.
Let me ask you this in regards to baseball. So they're going to go from city to city. And we see COVID-19, the numbers are going back up. There are some states that are saying you have a 14-day quarantine before you do anything when you come to our state. I have not heard. Have you heard how baseball is going to get by that if states and cities are still implementing a 14-day quarantine rule? Because when you're on TV, you're not hiding that you're not quarantining.
Paul, it's great that you bring that up because right as of today, the D-backs could not travel to the East Coast. I mean, they don't have any games against anybody in the East Coast, thank goodness. But I'm saying if teams from Florida, from Arizona, and Texas, I believe, can't travel, you know, if you travel to the East Coast, you have to be in quarantine for a little while. So the Cardinals, who play two games against New York teams and the Giants and the Jets, they could not travel east right now without being quarantined for 14 days, as you just pointed out. Thankfully, the D-backs don't have anything like that on their schedule. They're just going to play teams in their own region. But that's a real I have not heard anything as far as Major League Baseball addressing that part of it. But there are certain areas in the country, and, you know, as of now, that could not travel without being quarantined for a certain amount of days. So I know that's a big thing that baseball is thinking about right now is how do when they go to other cities. I know there's some talk in football about traveling day of game and leaving right after the game so they don't have to stay in the hotel. So all the travel could be up in the air. I mean, who knows how that's going to play out a month from now or a few weeks from now when all this is when we get to August, because I think that's when teams, or at least football teams, are really going to start looking at it. Baseball obviously starts playing here at the end of the month.
Monty Williams was on a Zoom meeting with all of us today. He seems really pumped and ready to go, and his team seems ready. Obviously, there's no Kelly, but how do you think the Suns will fare in that 8-game run-up to the playoffs?
I think they're going to fare. I think they're going to be competitive, and that's what I want to see. I said this last week on our show that I'm probably the most excited to see this Suns team. I'm a huge believer in Monty Williams and what he can get out of guys, 100%. And I think these 8 games, while once they land in Orlando, they're nearly mathematically eliminated. They have a very slim chance of doing anything to get into the playoffs. I mean, that's the truth. It's slim to none. But having said that, some teams in the past year, the last, I don't know, 6 years, would roll over in these situations. I want to see this team compete and possibly win a bunch of games in this setting. This will show if they belong. This will show if they can hang with the quote-unquote big boy teams and stop being the laughingstock that they are around the NBA. They have some stars. They got talent on this team. They got a good coach. Devin Booker is, to me, one of the best players in basketball right now. Monty talked about that today, that he wants to be elite now. And this is a chance for him to do that and show that he can do that. They're going to play 7 of their 8 games against teams already in the playoffs. So you want competitive basketball, here's your chance. They're not going to have Kelly. Sure, he's the spark plug in all this. But they have to figure out a way to not go out there and be embarrassed. And I believe the Suns are going to do just that. They're going to compete. They're going to show that this team has some growth, and they're going to get fans excited about the future. If not, if they're just rollover, then we know what kind of team we're in store for next year. But I think this is a great – we always talk about that in sports, that this is an opportunity to do something. Well, this truly is, and the Suns better take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Can you imagine? 1:30 basketball? It feels like I'm in summer league all of a sudden out in Vegas. Watching games at 1:30 in the afternoon. Hey, listen, I know you got to jump, but I got to tell you this. It's fun with these Zoom meetings because I find it funny that when you see – guys on, and maybe I'm just too anal with things, but some guys do their Zoom meetings from a different room every single time. So I think I've gotten a tour of houses in the valley of all the sports guys for with the quarantine. So I find it's kind of interesting. You know, I see guys in the room, I got a buddy, Mark Clune. I got to give him a hard time because he says he's always stuck in the laundry room. Well, he was in a nice room today. So his shots are out of bus.
Man, Mark's got two kids, man. The laundry room is the only place he can get peace and quiet. And
hey,
that's how it works when you got two boys that want to play in the backyard all the time. That's where he goes to get peace and quiet. I had to, like, make – there's a desk right by my door, and I've never used it the entire time I've lived in my apartment just because I've never been a big fan of working from home. You know, when I go home, I want to relax and all that. So I had to, like, change this desk that I've never used and just used to put stuff on it. Now I had to clean it out and actually make it a workspace. So it's been a different challenge to work at home. And also I've noticed I probably need to step my interior decorating game up, seeing a lot of these people's houses. So I'm going to work on that next whenever, you know, I save up enough money and the budgets go back to normal.
Man, I hear you. Look, I'm in a corner. I gave up my man cave a while ago. I'm in a corner with some blinds behind me, so no one can see anything. It's the quietest place because I've got an 8- and a 10-year-old running around the house yelling "Dad" nonstop. So I completely understand. I have to bribe him with McDonald's to shut up every day. So I'm with Mark on that one.
What I would do, you know, just for one, at some point, one of these kids have got to ask a question. So when they throw it to you. So one day the kids have got to ask the question.
Yeah, we want to do that. I'll let my little one do it because he's the one that asks all the freaking questions all the time, nonstop. But, hey, listen, I know you got some stuff to do. I know you're hanging with Coop. Please pass on my hellos to Coop. And, bro, man, I'm glad that you're doing well. You're staying safe. And can't wait to see you out and about at one of these events real soon.
Yeah, I'm kind of working on today. You know, we're just covering the Suns, the Coyotes, and the D-backs. It feels nice just to talk a little sports today. So that's what kind of Coop and I are doing. And, Paul, I look forward to seeing you at one of these, hopefully, practices from a distance, from like 6 to 10 feet away. But I'll give you an air dab when I see you, buddy, all right?
All right, good. But real quick, tell everyone, I know you got an IG and a Twitter. If you want to tell everyone how they can follow you, that'd be cool.
Yeah, CamCox12. Very simple.
All right, and you can check that pretty face out. Channel 12 News, check him out.
That's
all right,
bro.
Today, I appreciate
today
you, man.
The Sun. All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, man. See you later. That's my guy, Cam Cox. Channel 12 Sports. Listen, we got to pay a bill. We got to jump. Let's do this right now.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Don't forget, tomorrow we will be live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. When you see me, like Cam just said, give me the air dap, the air wave. We got to still practice some safe distancing in the pandemic and the COVID-19 that's going on. That was fun. It's always good to catch up with Cam Cox. That's my dude, 100%. He was tight on schedule, still found a way to squeeze it in, make some time, and that's always good, man. When you have people that are just awesome individuals like that, and they find ways to make time for you, that makes you feel good inside. So thank you, Cam Cox, for joining us. That's going to wrap us up for today. This has been The Cave Show with PLR. Tomorrow, we got the one and only Michelle Rosado on with us. You cannot miss it. When she's on, you cannot miss it. We're going to be talking boxing right here on The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you're following us on all social media. the Instagram, the Twitter, and the sports. It's almost at the Sports Cave. The Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. The website is thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. I thank you all for joining me. Make sure that you're enjoying your hump day this Wednesday. So until tomorrow, like I said, we have the one and only Michelle Rosado. Until then, everyone, take care. Have a great hump day. This has been the Cave with PLR. This is PLR.